So let's review. We begin the third parak. Zakta the Mishnah. Seder Tanyas Elu Ha'amar Brevi Rishayna. The procedure for fast taught earlier applies when the first rains were delayed. The Gemara explains by citing the following brisa. Revi Rishayna Vishniya Lishal Shlishis Lisanis. We begin asking for rain by saying B'sein Talamater at the beginning of the first period of rain and begin fasting if the third period passed with no rain. The Mishnah is teaching that when there was no rain at all this season, from the time of the first period of rain through the time of the third period of rain, that is when we employ the above-mentioned system of fast with gradually increasing severity. But if rain fell during the Revi Rishayna and seeds were planted but did not grow, or if they grew abnormally, we fast and cry out right away. Rashi explains, Masrin alein miyad afila birishaynis, shekol k'choy merachraynis noig behen. And the initial fast also carry the highest degree of severity. Hamar v'nachman, dafka nishtanu avu yav shulay. If the crops grew but dried up, we do not fast, because it will be in vain. As Rashi says, demikam ve'eilich lo yoyel v'hu tfilashav. The Mishnah continues, if 40 days pass between one rain and the other, we cry out immediately, which means there's a problem that leads to a food shortage. The Gemara now clarifies the difference between batzerta, a food shortage, and kafna, famine. Tais explains that batzerta in masrin, kafna masrin. We declare fast for famine only, but not for a food shortage. And our Mishnah must mean that the lack of rain is makah hamavil de kafna, that this situation can lead to famine. The Gemara gives two examples. Nahara and nahara betzurta. If food cannot be found in one city, but can be obtained from another city across the river, this is not a famine, but merely a shortage. Medina amadin te kafna. If food must be brought from another region over land by animal transport, this is considered a famine. Sa besela beshchicha betzurta. Even if wheat is expensive, a saw costs a sella, but it is readily available, this is merely a food shortage. Arbav loy shchicha kafna. Even if wheat is not expensive, you can buy four saw for a sella, but it's not readily available, this is a famine. Rabbi Yechon qualifies this distinction and says that this is only true bizman shahamois bizal uperis biyaker, when people have plenty of money, even though produce is expensive. Avmois biyaker uperis bizal, however, when people are poor, even though produce is cheap, masrin alev miyad, we cry out immediately. We continue with the Mishnah. Yardu litzmachen, avalo yardu le'ilan. Le'ilan v'loy litzmachen. Lazeu lazeu avalo le'baris l'shich l'maris. Masrin alev miyad. And the Braisa adds, yardu le'baris l'shich l'maris avalo lazeu lazeu. The Gemara explains, the asa nicha v'loy asa razya. If only light rain fell, which benefits the crops, but not the trees, or if only heavy rain fell, which benefits the trees, but not the crops. Or, both heavy and light rain fell, but not enough rain fell to fill up the reservoirs. Or, rain came in a strong downpour, which fills the reservoirs, but is not beneficial for the crops or trees. In all these cases, we cry out immediately. After discussing parameters of time and place, when and where we fast for some of the above-mentioned problems, the Gemara cites the following Agadata. Tanya, Amar b'lazav emparta, miyayim tshachar beis ha-migdash, na'asu gishamim tzimukin loylam. Since the destruction of the beis ha-migdash, the rains have been tightened for the world. It does not flow freely. Yashana shegishmeh merubin. Some years the rain is plentiful, which is like evet shenasnoi rabbe parnasas bevas achas. The master gives him his allotment at one time. This way he can process it efficiently for the maximum output. Similarly, the rain gets well absorbed in the ground for maximum yield. Some years the rain is meager, which is like Evet Shanasnali Rabbi Panasasim At Ma'at. The master gives him his allotment in bits and pieces. This results in inefficient multiple processing with less productivity. Similarly, there is never enough rain at any given time to properly saturate the ground, which will result in a poor crop. Some years the rain falls in its proper time, which is like Evich Nasli Rabbi Panasasai Bechad B'Shabbos. The master gives him his allotment on Sunday. giving them ample time to prepare the food. Certainly the crops have time to grow and ripen adequately. Some years the rain does not fall in a timely manner, which is like Shabbos. The master gives him his laban on Friday, which does not allow enough time to prepare for Shabbos. Similarly, there is not enough time for the crops to grow and ripen fully by the end of the season. The Gemara now relates the well-known story of Nakdim and Ben-Gurion. Pama'achas olu kol Yisrael l'regel Yerushalayim. V'lohoy lehem ma'im lishtos, one time there was no water for the Jews who came to Yerushalayim for Yom Tov. Nakdim Ben-Gurion asked a certain powerful Roman to lend him 12 wells of water, which he will replace with water by an agreed-upon time, or he will pay him 12 large measures of silver, which equals 72,000 silver dinar coins. On the morning of the due date, the Roman sent a message to Nakdim. Shagali oimayim, oimayis sheyesh lebiyatcha. Send me the water or the money that you owe me, since there had been no rain to replenish the wells. To which Nakdim replied, Adayin yesh lizman kolayim kulay shalihu. I still have all day. This exchange repeated itself early and late afternoon, at which point, lug lugalav oisa adin. Amar. The Roman mocked him and said, all year there was no rain, and now you think it will rain? He went to the bathhouse confident and happy about his impending good fortune. At the same time, a sad Nakdim went to the Beis HaMikdash to daven, and he said, Rabbi Nishlam, Galiv yadu lefenecha, shaloi lechvaydi yosisi, veloi lechvayd Beis Abba sisi, el lechvayd cha sisi, shiyumayi mitzun le'il regalim, master of the world. You know that I did not make this deal for my own honor or the honor of my family, but only for your honor, so there would be water for the people coming to Yerushalayim. Miyad niskashu shemayim ba'avim, v'yardu gashamim ad shenismalu shtayim esim mayon esmayim v'hoisiru. Immediately the clouds filled with rain, and enough rain fell to fill the 12 wells and more. Upon exiting they met, and Akdemon asked the Roman to pay him for the excess water. The Roman replied, I know that Hashem did this for you. However, it's too late. The rain came after sunset when you already owed me the money, and the rain is my gain. Upon which Nakdim returned to the base of Migdash and said, Rebbeinu Shalaylam, Hayda Sheyesh Lecha Ahuvim Balamecha. Master of the world, let it be known that you have loved ones in your world. Immediately, the clouds dispersed and the sun shone, proving that it was still day. The Roman no longer had a claim. The Gemara cites a brisa that Nakdim's actual name was Buni. V'lam Nekeshmoy Nakdimain. He was called Nakdimon from the Hebrew word nektera, pierced, because the clouds were pierced by the sun in his merit. The Gemara concludes with a brayso that Nakdimon was one of the three people in Jewish history in whose merit the sun stood still. Shloisha nikdimo lehem chama bavurin. Maisha, Yeshua, Nakdimon Ben-Gurion. The Gemara explains, Nakdimon Ben-Gurion Gemara, the story of Nakdimon is known by tradition. Yeshua Namikra, regarding Yeshua, the Pasuk says, V'yidim HaShemesh V'yarech Amid, the sun was still and the moon stood in its place. Regarding Maisha, the Gemara cites the Pasuk, Hayyem Ezeh Ochel Teis Pach Techa V'yasecha Panei Ha'amim Tachas Kol HaShemayim Asher Yish Min Shemacha V'ragzu V'chol Mepanecha. Two words in this Pasuk, Achel and Teis, are also mentioned in the Pasuk regarding this incident where the sun stood still for Yeshua, which can possibly be used as a Gzeir Shava to teach that the sun stood still for Maisha as well. It can also be inferred from the fact that an incident that engenders fear and awe was heard by all the Amim Tachas Kol HaShemayim.